What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Prime time on Super Week.
There might be some skin there.
This is a Super Week edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Injured? Don't trust just anyone to something so personal. Call George McCoy at Warren Allen. Online at warrenallen.com.
Isaac and Sue on 1080.
El Travador.
The Fan.
Yeah, Super Week. You know that means the Super Bowl is this week.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Media day is today, right? Down in...
Media night.
The Big Easy.
Media night. Yeah. They do it under the lights now. It's a big thing, big to-do. All the zany comedians, like the guy we had in the other day.
Yeah.
Craig Gass go down there and do funny bits.
Little kids interviewing people.
But I tell you...
The hots are out.
The hots are out, yeah. You and I have been together a long time, and I love what we do here. But I got to tell you, one of the best things about this job, at least our particular job... is that they have never sent us to the Super Bowl.
Rob's out.
I could not handle Radio Row. I just couldn't.
It's a lot.
I just couldn't.
Well, in the interviews of, like, you know, some athlete, and he's there for, you know, jock itch cream, and it's pretty bad.
They're the worst interviews of the year.
Yes, and most of the time, the player doesn't know the product that they're there for, and then at the end, they're, you know, it's like...
So who's going to win the Super Bowl? Chiefs, all right. And then he gets whisked away to the next...
Yeah.
It's just a joke.
It's not great.
But I saw somebody who's at Funhouse that makes fun of Mike and the Mad Dog, you know?
Yeah.
They were saying today, I miss the days of Mike and the Mad Dog opening their Monday of the Super Bowl week show by saying, we started all this.
Yes.
This is all due to us.
No one did it before them.
They were the first.
Yeah.
But now, like, every sports radio show goes to the Super Bowl, and they all broadcast in the same giant room of sweaty, fat men.
And Jerry Rice gives 1,000 interviews.
I just can't.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we don't do it. Here, we're just playing fart sounders and going about our business.
It's probably best not to put me in New Orleans for a week anyways. That doesn't end well.
Right.
I promise that.
Yeah, New Orleans. Yeah. Some spots better than others.
Yes.
But New Orleans, like, if you're going to go to a Super Bowl.
Go to New Orleans.
Or Vegas.
Yeah.
It'd be one of those two.
Yeah.
L.A. would be good, but...
L.A. is just... The best part about New Orleans, and you hear it with the Super Bowl, is that everything is just so close, that it's easy to get around, and it's all kind of compact, where some of those other places, it's spread out, and it can be challenging to get places.
So if you're waiting for hot Super Bowl talk, we have it. Just probably not today. Because, I mean, we've already had a week.
Yes.
And we have another week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the game.
Lots of hot Super Bowl talk. And I actually... Like, I know kind of the American nightmare is this game, but I'm excited for it.
Why is it?
Because no one likes Philadelphia, and now the Chiefs are going to be nauseating. But
it's a great game.
From a game standpoint, absolutely. Do people forget that the last one was a 3-point game, that Philly had a 10-point lead, and minus a bad Jalen Hurts fumble and a horrific NFL rigged pass interference call against the Eagles, that they beat the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, that was... I remember that game being one of the more entertaining Super Bowls of recent memory.
Yes.
Like, I don't...
So I don't know
I'm
why...
I'm going through my head of all the Super Bowls recently. That one stands out. That one was bananas.
I don't know why we all poo-poo this. And even... I get that the Chiefs find ways to win, but last year against San Francisco, third and whatever, and they just decide to let Chris Jones go through. Otherwise, we're probably talking about San Francisco, you know, being a Super Bowl champ. So these are going to be good games. It's not like Kansas City's blowing people out. This should be a great game.
Well, anyway, We'll have all week to discuss that.
Sports.
Chip Kelly is headed back to the NFL.
Speaking of which, I don't understand. They're giving him $6 million bucks a year.
$6 million. He is going to be the highest paid assistant in the NFL.
Yeah.
Chip.
Which.
Coming off. That's what a national title does for you.
But, okay, let me just. Chip Kelly, let's be fair here. Chip came into the NFL and his offense those first 2 years was really good. In fact, it was top 10 in most offensive categories. The problem was it wasn't very good against good defenses. The other problem about it is every year he was in the NFL, guess what happened to his offenses? They got worse. They're simplistic. They're not very good in protection scheme, which is ultimately why good teams were able to expose it and why it kept getting worse and worse. Then he goes back to college, and I'm not saying that Chip isn't a really smart guy. Of course he is. But does anyone think that Chip Kelly, when he came back to college, was anywhere near the same coach as the first time around in Oregon? Very bright guy, but his stuff at Oregon was lightning in a bottle, and he was ahead of a curve. And tempo and all that stuff really caught people off guard. But his offenses at UCLA weren't mind-blowing, and I'd make the argument that at Ohio State, while he was there only the 1 year, for having the most talented team in the country, there was time that offense looked very, very head-scratchingly simplistic. So, look, win a national title. Absolutely. Chip Kelly, bright guy. $6 million to go back to the NFL where you really haven't been a force since your first year in Philadelphia? Someone, Pete Carroll and Tom Brady, and look, those are two really smart guys.
Hey, will you shut up?
But someone explain to me why Chip Kelly is worth $6 million. I don't get it.
That was their guy. That's who they wanted.
And is that what they needed to get him out of Ohio State?
Yeah. See, Tom's playing chess because he went to Michigan.
Yeah.
Chip just won a title with Ohio State. You run the Raiders now, so just take him away from Ohio State to help Michigan. How about that?
It's just...
chess, not checkers.
I guess. Is this the ultimate FU move?
Well, look, I see...
So Todd Monken is making three... So Chip Kelly... And you can if you want to argue that Monken's got some of that, obviously came from college and, you know, marries the run pass real well. So Chip Kelly, and by the way, Todd Monken's offense this year for much of the year was the best offense we've seen since the Greatest Show on Turf.
Baltimore, by the
Baltimore.
Way.
And I know that fell short. But you're telling me that Chip Kelly and whatever the hell the Raiders are going to roll out there at quarterback, I don't know. And whatever they're doing offensively, I don't know, because outside of Brock Bowers, I don't know what they have that's any good. That's $3 million more than Todd Monken. That's $3 million more than Ben Johnson, who, again, scored more touchdowns this year with the Detroit Lions. And I know he went on to be a head coach, but he had more touchdowns than any team we've seen in 20 years. And that's Chip Kelly's worth twice what Ben Johnson's worth?
Well, apparently they thought so.
Huh?
That's how you get Chip Kelly out of Ohio State. You got to pay him.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy's career arc is just absolutely bananas.
It is. It is absolutely bananas.
You know he's never been a coordinator in the NFL?
No.
He was only a head coach.
He's a head coach, and he ran their offense. But again, yeah. If I told you that someone was about to become the highest paid coordinator by double, and like, yeah, we're looking, the highest paid coordinator is in that $3 to $4 million range. So almost, in some cases, double. And, you know, because some of these... we don't have to report, but it's why they believe that about three and change is the highest paid corner. So if we believe he's making six, he doubled it. So if I were to tell you that a guy whose last time in the NFL was an abject failure with the San Francisco 49ers, right? I mean, that thing was a disaster. 1 year and it was just right into the damn ground. And before that, he had what, 3 years in Philly, if I'm not mistaken? I want to be fair. I want to go back and look. I think it was 3 years.
Two or three.
Yeah. Searching. Yes. So he was in Philadelphia in 2013, 14, and 15, and 1 year with San Francisco. So I told you he was 4 years in the NFL, hasn't been in the NFL since 2016, and his offenses got worse all 4 years that he was in the NFL. And then he goes to UCLA and is very, very average, and then has 1 year piloting the most expensive and arguably talented roster in the NCAA modern era, and that gets you double the salary in the NFL. Which one's more perplexing, the Luka thing or this? Because I find them both to be very strange.
The Luka trade is more perplexing. But I thought the better question was, if I had told you on Friday's show that there was going to be a new highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL by a factor of 50%, who would you have guessed I was talking about?
It wouldn't have been Chip Kelly.
Well, I know, but who would you have guessed I was talking about? I would have said Ben Johnson, but he's got a head coaching job. So it's not him.
No, and it's not Josh McDaniels going back to there.
Josh McDaniels just went back to the Patriots.
Yeah, back to the Patriots. I probably would have said Monken. Because there's just not another one that's...
No, but the new highest paid.
I don't know. I wouldn't have an answer for you, but I'll tell you who it wouldn't have been. Chip Kelly.
Well, here
we are. He's almost a decade removed from the NFL, and he's like 10 to 12 years removed from being relevant in the NFL, and they gave him...
Shut up.
6 minutes. Is he just stealing money?
Life's good, man.
Now, I would have told you maybe the year before, maybe Bobby Slowick last year with the Texans was like a
He
got fired. That's my point. Bobby Slowick was making $1.5 million and was like the end all to be all, and then a year later, his ass got fired. This just... None of this makes... any sense.
Life comes at you fast.
And
yet we always try to predict sports. We think it's so predictable.
Yeah. I guess
it's just not.
You're only worth what someone's willing to pay you.
They loved him.
I just can't.
Pete, I bet you Pete had a lot to do with that, don't you think?
He has to.
Petey loved him.
And is it a case? And dead serious.
Because didn't Petey compete against him before
Pete got,
he left?
Yeah, he got rolled up by Chip. So is this a case of Pete being like, hey, when I was at USC, I couldn't stop this guy? And did someone pull him aside and be like, Pete, this is not 15 years ago. Maybe we should take a look at that?
Somebody texted and said, I thought Mark Davis didn't have any money. Well, I guess the scuddy is that Mark Davis has given Tom Brady the ability to open up the purse and go get who he wants.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
And that's why they overpaid for Chip Kelly.
Well, that's not just an overpay. It's shocking. It is absolutely shocking. A team that is known for being cheap gave him $6 million.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry Jones won't pay his head coach $6 million bucks.
It sounds to me like, from what I've read, that Brady has convinced Mark Davis to start paying up.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he's doing that.
Yeah.
Because Brady knows you got to pay to get what you want. Come on. You can't just be cheap and win.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. So it sounds like Brady has gotten him, because it sounds like Davis trusts Brady, and Brady's like, okay, well, part of this is you're going to trust me. I need some coin.
Yeah.
Let's make this happen. So he's done that. I got to tell you, I get what you're saying about Chip. I would have no, I don't have an opinion on him being the OC of the Raiders. I think it's weird that they paid him the most of anybody in the league. That's weird. But he could be good with the Raiders. I don't know. I actually kind of like what Tom Brady is doing with the Raiders.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Bringing adults into the room?
Well, I think the Pete Carroll hire, we talked about this while you were out when he got hired, but you know, I thought the Pete Carroll hire for Dallas was going to be a really good hire because they ended up with Brian Schottenheimer. So the rumor was, imagine that. Yeah. Imagine being Dallas sports guy.
Yeah.
And last year, at this time, the Mavs are in the finals, right? Not at this time, but you know.
Yeah.
Let's fast forward to June. The Mavs are in the finals, and I go to Dallas Sports Fan, and I'm like, hey, I just want you guys to know that come February, Luka will be a Laker, and your coach will be Brian Schottenheimer.
Someone would be jumping off a bridge.
But I just think, I thought that Pete Carroll would be, a la the USC hire, would be kind of a good cultural fit in Dallas.
They're trying to build a better organization.
But it turns out Brady wanted him and got him first. And I think it's a little less of a good hire in Vegas because, they just don't have that many players.
No.
But again, a la the USC, Pete Carroll at USC, you know, it fits the Vegas, you know, the glitz, the glamour, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a bad hire. And the Chip Kelly thing, I'm like, he's interesting. Interesting.
And someone pointed out.
And who's their defensive coordinator?
The correct.
Oh, they kept Patrick Graham.
They kept the guy in-house. The correct answer to be who would have been the highest paid would have been Kingsbury.
Oh, Kingsbury.
Yeah. You know, coming off the year they had in Washington and that he stuck around. Like, because Brady and him both stuck in Buffalo and Washington. That would have been That would have been the answer.
What's he make?
What's $1.5 million, I think.
That's it?
Yeah.
So you're telling me that Cliff Kingsbury is making $1.5 million a year being the offensive coordinator of the Commanders, who were just in the NFC title game,
mm-hmm.
and Chip Kelly gets yanked from Ohio State to the Raiders for $6 million a year?
Yeah, probably.
Is that what you're telling me?
That would be my guess.
That's a guess?
Well, I got to look it up, but most coordinators in the league are making between $1 and $2 or $3 million a year, and he got fired, obviously, so I, unless he signed a massive extension, and I'll look and see if that is, but...
Who's
you know,
he? Who are you talking about?
Kingsbury. But
oh, you mean he got fired?
Well, he got fired in Arizona.
Yeah, and then
he
wasn't a head coach.
It was just kind of sitting around. I doubt they went and gave him. Right. He was a retread guy that was kind of a risky hire.
Well, I know, but I was thinking maybe they. I'm sure they bumped him up, right? This after the
I'm
NFC
assuming
title?
After this year that he got a bump, but I'm looking it up.
Yeah, you want to keep him with Jaden and you know.
Yes,
you got some pretty good things going there.
Oh, and by the way, he's still getting paid by the Cardinals. So,
oh my God, he's working for free?
He's
the Cardinals are paying the Commanders' offensive coordinator?
Yeah, essentially.
What's he making?
Well, off the Cardinals, he's still making like $5 million a year.
God.
But does that say something that he was making $5 and $6 million being the head coach of the Cardinals? And Chip Kelly just got more than that to be the coordinator for the Raiders.
So does he get to double dip? He gets money from the commies?
Yeah, you get to double dip.
God, that's nice. Yeah. Nice little life.
Yeah, which is another reason why maybe he's content to just sit around and,
that's right.
You know, and wait.
All right, our stock watch is next, where we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports on The Fan.
It's Primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Quick follow-up. Apparently, on internet, it is reporting that Cliff Kingsbury's Commanders deal is 3 years, $18 million.
Some of that might be, and this is where I'm trying to find out, a lot of those contracts, when they get bought out... the deferred language, so anything that he would make would go against the buyout. Mm. So that seems to line up with what he was being paid in Arizona. So it's I'm still trying to find the definitive answer in that. They may give him that knowing that it's not paid by them. It's paid by the Cardinals. So I'm not certain that he gets the $6 or $7 million from the Cardinals and $6 million from
I don't think so.
The Commanders. I don't think that's the way that works. But, otherwise, he would be the highest paid coordinator, not Chip Kelly.
Well, the point I think is when the Commanders are willing to pay him $6 million a year.
Yes.
Which no matter who pays it,
yeah.
He is up in the Chip Kelly salary.
Yes. Yes.
That's the point. All right. Here's Will Buck. About called him Will Buck.
Will Buck.
He did.
Will Buckley.
Will Buckner. Not to be confused with Bill Buckner.
No, who probably Will doesn't know.
I do know who he is, and
who is
I've
he?
Never let a ball go five hole on me like that.
Oh, there you go, look at that.
Would never lose. I would never miss a ground ball for the Red Sox.
Do you know what sucks about the legacy of Bill Buckner?
Talk to me.
He was actually a pretty good...
Yes, he was.
He was a pretty good player.
Yes, he was.
And he could hit better than anyone will ever remember.
Yeah. The disappointing part was at the end of that, he was kind of a beat up older guy, and they put him in because they thought the game was over. And I also like to point out that that did not cost them the game. The game was already tied when the ball went between his legs. So
then he went to the.
Did he go somewhere after that?
Well, the Royals had him for a year.
I thought that was the end of it in Boston.
Well, he went to Boston twice.
Because he played in Chicago too. Anywho.
I think he finished in Boston, but I don't know. Anyway, Will Ortner is his name, and he is in for Ryan Buckley today with our stock watch.
I don't do anything that's scary. I think everything that we do, we put a lot of work into it. We study it, and we restudy it, and we go back, and I understand the magnitude of it. So the easiest thing for me to do is do nothing, and everyone would praise me for doing nothing. But we really believe in it, and time will tell if I'm right.
That's the Mavs GM Harrison there at the presser with a very angry Jason Kidd sitting next to him. Buy or sell, this is the most shocking trade ever.
The most shocking trade ever was Wayne Gretzky. But to be fair, that had to go down because the Canadian teams couldn't afford him. But
Wayne Gretzky to the Kings?
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky to the Kings was... You don't remember, obviously.
Wasn't... Oh, you're talking about Will.
Yeah.
To me, I remember it, but I don't remember it being that shocking. Why was it so shocking?
Well, because he had a contract that was up, and Wayne was the league and was coming off multiple Stanley Cups. It was the greatest run, blah, blah, blah. He was Michael Jordan and then some of his sport. And the Edmonton Oilers just couldn't pay it. They just didn't have the money. And that was back before salary caps. And so Edmonton was like, there's nothing we can do. You can either stay here and make a fraction of what you can make, or we can send you somewhere. And LA was one of the places that were willing to pay him a just god-hunk chunk of money.
So why was it so shocking then?
It was the idea of the greatest player in the history of the sport leaving the most successful team in the sport to go to a place like L.A.
Imagine, they sucked, right?
They were terrible. Imagine, it was L.A. hockey. Imagine Jordan at his absolute peak after those three or four NBA titles being traded to, Charlotte. Right? You're like, what?
Well, he did play for Charlotte.
So that's the most shocking. But as far as waking up and being like, what the hell? Yes. There's only three players at the age of 25 coming off multiple All-Star seasons that have ever been dealt. Tracy McGrady, who forced his way out. This guy by the name of Wilt Chamberlain and Luka.
Whoa.
Luka, by the way, 25, five times first-team All-NBA. This just doesn't happen. And to get back a 31-year-old injury-prone Anthony Davis and one first-round pick, this is insane.
It is. The Gretzky one, I'm not a huge hockey guy, although that may stun a lot of you. No. So I don't have the respect for that being so shocking. The only other moves, and one of them isn't even a trade, that were shocking, coincidentally, at least that come to my mind, were in Dallas. One was, it was stunning when Tom Landry got fired.
Yeah.
I mean, stunning. Yeah. He was the Dallas Cowboys. And Jerry Jones bought the team and fired him in 1989. I remember it. And we were in kind of the Dallas sort of orbit at that time because I had family there, and we'd always go down there for the holidays, see the grandparents, and my grandma was a huge Cowboys fan, so we were kind of in the Cowboy mix at that time. That was absolutely jaw-droppingly shocking, Tom Landry. And the other one was the Herschel Walker trade.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was a stunner.
Yes, and it built the Cowboys.
It did, but as far as shocking...
And it was for this massive haul.
Yeah, that's, 10 players or something?
That's right there. Yeah, I mean, those are the deals. And this will go down as one of
kind
those.
Of that. I mean, those are the only
shaking deals.
You were asking, is it the most shocking of all time? I can't say that it is, but it's close. How about that? And those are two moves that I thought were as shocking.
Well, I think the long term is the time frame. I think he fits our time frame. If you pair him with Kyrie and the rest of the guys, he fits right along with our time frame to win now and win in the future. And the future to me is 3-4 years from now. The future 10 years from now, I don't know. I don't think they probably bury me and J-Bud in or we bury ourselves.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We're back at the Mavs pressure.
By the way,
pressure.
Correction. Jordan for the Wizards, not the... I was thinking that he played for Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
He played for the Wizards.
Yeah, that's right. That would have been the equivalent, is him in his peak prime. After winning the three titles, then being like, yeah, well, here, enjoy Washington.
That's the Mavs GM, Nico Harrison, doing kind of a nice little guy impression after they got dumped by a girl that was way out of their league of like, we're going to be just okay. It's all going to be fine. Buy or sell, the Mavs team this year with Anthony Davis is in a better spot to win a title.
No, they're not. Because Luka, now granted, he's been out for the last 20 whatever games, he's supposed to come back. And they're a middle of the road team right now. They're sniffing around the play-in. But if Luka comes back healthy, look, this is still a team last year that was middle of the road. I think they went into the NBA playoffs as a 4 or 5 seed, if I'm not mistaken, and made the NBA finals. Anthony Davis is great. Don't get me wrong, okay? Anthony, like, this is how good Luka is we've turned Anthony Davis now into, like, I don't know. We've turned him into some, like, average role player. Anthony Davis is amazing. But he also has injury concerns, and he's never led anyone to jack squat. When he was the main guy in New Orleans, it was a disaster. In LA, it's been up and down, but we know what he's capable of. But to say that getting rid of someone who is not even arguably, he's one of the five best players in the NBA, period, end of story. For the last 5 years, he's been first team All-NBA, the best scorer in the league. To say that you're better off without him a year after he took you to the NBA Finals, stop it. Are they fine with Anthony Davis? Sure. Are they better? No. No.
Yeah, I would sell that too, but I just looked it up. The Mavericks last year on this date, 26-23.
And they're 26-24.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And they made the finals.
Yep.
So this is why people like us always say, who cares about the NBA until All-Star break?
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah. Like, these teams are coasting until All-Star game, March.
Well, Luka's been out for...
And he's been hurt. Although they say he's going to be back next week, make his Lakers debut next week.
Back with L.A. Where's L.A. sitting at in the standings?
Fifth.
Yeah, they're 28-19. I swear to God, if the Lakers win an NBA title with this, just... I need an investigation into Nico and old Rob there and their relationship. I need someone to nix this thing.
Now, with the Dodgers winning and then signing everyone, and then the Lakers winning after getting lucky with a Luka trade.
Stop it.
If that happens in the same
year.
Basically, year. Do we have to lay off because of the fires, or can we pound them?
Team Meteor.
You know,
I know that makes for an awkward thing.
It's I hate to rip all the LA.
Like, LA needs to fall into the ocean, then like the whole city burned down. You're like,
right. Yeah. I'm trying to lay off.
That's
but
tough.
It is. If Luka wins, all bets are off.
All bets are off. I'm
F
with
that.
$250 billion, whatever. Nuts to you.
All right. Our Stock Watch each Monday is brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is coming up next. I saw on the news today, on the real news, although in the news is the real news, but the TV news.
It's the news, only news I listen to.
I saw evidence of snowfall.
You'll be happy to know that I did receive a panic text this morning from the BTJ, who, by the way, was at work in Portland, that wanted to know about the possible blizzard conditions 20 minutes away.
I'm going to go check right now.
In Vancouver.
I owe it to you guys. I'm going to go check right now. Just to make sure. In the news, Seggy or two is next. Here's Will.
This is a Super Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
On 1080 The Fan.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye. Do you know where that comes from?
I do. The great Mike Lynch.
Hi, I'm a balloon.
Good to have you, buddy.
Bye.
I do knew that.
It is February 3rd, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Very busy day because we have snow.
We do.
No, we don't.
I was going to say.
Wait, we do.
I was out driving about and I did not see.
Hawkinson did today. The very top.
See, there you go.
I did receive a panic text message, though. That isn't true. I showed you the text message. 8:25 in the morning, the BTJ, who left the house no more than 40 minutes before, probably more like 35, did send the text of, is the blizzard here in Vancouver? Even though she could look out her window in downtown Portland and see no blizzard.
So I was watching the KGW news this morning, and they send the reporter.
Oh, you got it.
Up to Skyline. Is it Road or Boulevard? I think Road.
Yeah,
Skyline
there.
Road.
Yeah,
yeah. You got to go up there because if you don't, there's no story.
No. Or occasionally you go out to Hood River to look at a puddle that may or may not freeze.
So they had the reporter up there, and they go to her live on the air. And she she says, she got her little snow cap on, and she says, guys, I want to show you something. There is evidence of snowfall on Skyline Road.
Evidence!
And the camera guy pans to her feet, and sure enough, at her feet, snow.
Now, define snow. Are we talking...
Well, it was like, how can I... Let's say there's a picture, a painting of a road.
Yeah.
An Oregon road with the trees along the side of it.
Majestic.
Okay?
Something Bob Ross would
Something
do.
Beautiful.
There's a happy tree.
Yeah. And there's no snow on the trees or anywhere.
No.
But Bob Ross comes in and he paints little white stripes just alongside of the road. Maybe tiny ones.
Arctic white is the one he always used with the fan brush.
That's what it looked like.
And that's what that necessitated a live shot.
She said evidence of snowfall.
Evidence.
And then, do you know what they followed? I want you to guess what they followed that up with.
So if you have evidence of snowfall, I'm guessing some story about what we'll do if snowfall happens.
You're like, on the right track.
The plan? Was a plow involved or?
Kind of.
Yeah.
They went to Ace Hardware.
Of course.
And interviewed the Ace Hardware kid.
Quality hardware store.
About the things that people can buy at Ace Hardware.
To help.
Should it snow.
Yeah. Well,
I gotta tell you, it's the cutest thing ever.
I will say that out in front of the gym today, lots of like the rock salt or whatever they put down for traction. Yeah, they've sprinkled that all over the parking lot, all over the sidewalk, just to make sure that, I don't know, the 41 and clear weather that I was walking into today was gonna make sure I didn't slip.
So the kid was really nice about it. He was standing there and he was like, "Well, we've got snow shovels you see here. There's some de-icing products if, you know, your car's maybe frozen." And he's like, "Well, there's a lot of people are buying, what are those things they call you? What are they called when you wrap them around your shoes for traction?"
Oh, yeah. They're like, yeah.
There's a name for them.
Yeah, I forget. They're
like, we have those.
They're like cleats or whatever. Yeah.
You snow know. Spikes, maybe?
Yeah, there's a name. I don't know.
All I know on KGW right now, the head story is another chance.
Chance.
On Wednesday or Thursday, prompting weather impact alerts.
I also have a late breaking ad to our hot snow talk here.
I love it.
ODOT says that they are trained and ready.
Yes.
For whatever Mother Nature has in store.
I'm not happy if you're ready or trained. I need you trained and ready. Let's go.
Yep. So that should be reassuring.
Wasn't it?
My wife continues.
Isn't it like 45 degrees today?
Yeah, it's actually been, I think it's been warmer since Saturday. I may be wrong, but it does seem like it's been warmer.
Well, I have a big Filson down vest that is kind of my morning. Like when it's really cold out, I put that on over the jacket or the sweatshirt. And so I bundled up today thinking, oh boy, here it comes. I had to take it off in the middle of my walk because I got sweaty. What are we doing?
Well, I always judge it by the, you know, we both walk the dogs, right? So you go outside to walk the dog.
Yeah, you got
to
look at the
dog. And you instantly can feel, oh, I'm overdressed or it's cold this morning or whatever. I did not have the, ooh, it's cold this morning feeling. I haven't had that since 2 weeks ago.
All I know is panic is here. I'm looking at the 7-day forecast and Wednesday, Thursday are bright red.
They are saying, now this is where my wife will go, aha! Because she's still trying to justify that. Well, like, she'll say, I swear to God, I love her, but she lives in a freaking la la land when it comes to snow. But it's the cutest thing because you Oregonians, it's a thing with you. She will still, even though, and I don't rub it in her face that it hasn't snowed, she was preparing for apocalyptic like conditions for the weekend. That didn't happen. But she still will make little comments to try to at least 10% win the argument that it snowed. Like, she'll be like, oh, God, did you see how much snow they got up on Mount Hood? I'm like, yeah, Mount Hood. That's what they were saying the whole time.
That's where we're not.
And that's where we're not.
No. Well,
it's way up there.
It's tough, man. It's tough out
there. Isn't it like 12,000 feet? 9,000, 10,000 feet or something?
I did see, while you were gone, they did have a thing on the news where you could tell where your elevation's at. Because that's a big one, too. You got to know where your elevation is. And my elevation is the only one I need to know is it's not in the mountains.
But they are saying that Tuesday, that's tomorrow, or Wednesday.
Or Wednesday.
We may get a dusting in the morning.
And possibly Thursday.
Possibly Thursday. And it won't last because it's going to get too warm. And so it won't stick.
By the way, crampons, I think, is what people are, the little,
whoa,
the little foot traction things.
They're called crampons?
Yes.
Yak tracks is what I saw.
There you go. Yak tracks is what, crampons?
Yeah.
That means something different in my house.
No, that's a thing.
Yeah. Yes. What'd you call them? Yak?
Yak tracks.
Yeah. Jack tracks.
No, the crampons are, that is the actual term for the little shoe traction things.
They should change that.
Hey, you can get a really nice set right now on Amazon. For,
I bet you can.
Yeah, about 20, looks like 22 bucks. You better get those.
Are you looking at the right thing?
Yes, I'm looking at the right thing. That is what they are. Now, most of the time when you refer to those, you're talking about the ones like when you're climbing like ice cap mountains
Not me.
They have like big claws. But yes, that is what those things are.
So if it dusts on Wednesday and it doesn't stick, does that count as a snow? I think to Oregonians it does.
It does. It does. And believe you me, we will spend, there will be live, the news will start at like 2:30 in the morning with live coverage in case you have to leave your house at 4.
There will be closures.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And we get it. There's a difference between snow and ice. Mm-hmm. Understand. Mm-hmm. I just feel that, well, I'll just continue to speak about my wife. She's traumatized. Like, all it takes is one snowstorm to be really bad.
Yeah.
And she is traumatized that she thinks any snow is going to maybe kill her.
Yes.
It's the damnedest thing.
Yeah. your missus and my missus need to get together and hunker down. Because I'm not sure which one would lead the other in panic. They would just, it'd be oil and gas. But man, they could really do something special.
Tell you what, though, what wouldn't happen to them? They would not be caught off guard.
No.
By the snow.
No, they will be prepared. I'd also like to point out the one that I don't fully understand. And you at least have Molly Two Poops. So you have a dog that probably shouldn't be outside. But I have an Akita that will not come inside. There is nothing more he loves than sleeping outside in like 7-degree weather. And I get this at least 4 to 5 times a day now. Is he going to be all right? Is he going to be all right? Did you leave him outside? He loves being outside. I don't know. I think it's going to get really cold. It's going to get down into the 30s. Have you seen the dog? She cannot accept the fact that he thrives in this. No. He has to be inside. Why? Because of the fierce blizzard conditions. We're basically in the Arctic at this point, and no one could possibly handle being outside.
All right, In the News continues next with baby elephant news on The Fan.
This is a Super Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is In the News, Feb 3, 2025. As always, brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. I forgot to tell you what date it is. It is Ice Cream for Breakfast Day.
Oh.
I don't know who does that.
That sounds terrible, actually.
Yeah.
I used to.
You did?
Yeah, when I was fat?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Really?
Especially hungover?
Yeah. It's
never once crossed my mind.
See, I love ice cream.
Me too.
I've professed before that ice cream is the thing I love most, that I eat the least, or that I consume the least.
Yeah.
I love ice cream.
Yeah.
I just don't eat a lot of it. I don't want it in the freezer because I'll just pound it.
Yeah.
If there's one instance where I'm like, ew, when it comes to ice cream, it would be at 7 o'clock in the morning.
It has never once dawned on me when I wake up in the morning to go crack a pint.
That makes no sense.
Haagen-Dazs.
Time is a social construct, and you guys are just slaves to it. Not me.
Okay.
Revolutionary. But I don't do that anymore.
It's also the day the music died.
Yeah, Richie Valens and the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly, right?
Yeah.
I think there might have been one other.
Yeah, there were 4 of them.
Yeah.
Waylon Jennings was supposed to be on them.
Yeah.
It was a coin flip.
Yeah, coin flip, right? And I don't remember which one got on the plane, but yeah, the old they do that in La Bamba. They show the coin flip. And I think Richie Valens, too, was like 19 when that happened.
Like Buddy Holly was only like 22.
Yeah, they were babies. And as much as that sucked, it gave us American Pie, which is one of the great songs of all time.
Buddy Holly looks like, it's just fascinating to me that he was a huge popular star.
I know, right?
When you look at him.
Because he just looks like the world's biggest nerd.
Yeah. I mean, I know he was great and everything, but it's just interesting.
Yeah. 22 years old, Buddy Holly, when he died.
22, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a new baby elephant at the Oregon Zoo, guys.
Oh, people love the elephant.
Yep, they sure do. Well, they love baby elephants because they're just so damn cute.
They are adorable.
And
by the way, Richie Valens, 17. Not even 19.
After a lengthy 20-month pregnancy, Rose 2, a 30-year-old Asian elephant at the Oregon Zoo, gave birth to a healthy female calf Saturday at 4:29 p.m.
And it just...
What were you doing? Shopping for chains?
I was preparing
for the big snowstorm.
I was looking to hunker down is what I was doing. Buying, you know, the supplies for when I get snowed in. That elephant, by the way, is adorable.
Yeah, little baby elephants are cute.
Yes.
And this one, they haven't named her yet, but she weighed around 200 pounds, and she is bonding with her mother.
200 pounds at birth.
And you have to keep your distance because they're bonding, so you have to
And this is why, like,
tread lightly.
Stating for the record, I get it. I get why we have zoos. I understand they serve a purpose. I just, it's still, when I'm looking, it kind of breaks my heart. When I look at the, you know.
Yeah, but the elephant doesn't know any different.
No, the elephant doesn't, but it's just at the same time.
The little baby elephant's like, oh, this, look at this place. Yeah, this place is great.
Yeah, it doesn't know any different, so. And I get it. This elephant probably wouldn't have a life elsewhere. And, you know, it's just, it's always hard for me when I see, like, the bars and everything. But, gosh, that thing is adorable.
So you can't see her, if you're wondering, right now.
Yeah, you just got to see the photos.
They will remain out of public view until they're ready and comfortable, at which point they will be introduced for you, the visitor.
And the people will go nuts. I mean,
they will.
Elephants are always like top three, top four attractions at the zoo.
Yeah, you got to see the elephants.
People love them.
And that is in the news for Feb 3, 2025. Stay safe out there.
Please. Get your crampons ready. Get your de-icer. Hunker down with your bottled water. And then I'm waiting for the news story of like, how not to handle it. Like, don't light your barbecue indoors, right? Things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, don't light your barbecue indoors. That's pretty much a year-round thing.
Yes.
Don't do that.
I just love the idea that someone did that at one point, so now the news has to talk about it.
The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.